Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Frankfort as the Wildcats are hosting Lynn and Onega here in a triangular this evening. We start off with Frankfort versus Lynn, which will get underway here in just a couple minutes. I'm taking a look at the TVL standings. All teams are in a separate tier in the league as of right now in terms of the third. So Frankfort is in the first third of the standings. They're 3-0 in the league and 9-3 overall. As for Lynn, they are in that second middle tier of the league at 3-3 in league play, 7-5 overall. And as for Onega, they are in the lower tier of the league at the moment. They're 0-4 in league play and 2-11 overall. Taking a look at what Frankfort has done so far this season, they have played some really good competition so far. They started out the season 7-1. They lost a couple of matches versus Care Paravel, and they were unable to beat Donovan West. Only two of their matches have gone three sets, one of those being against Donovan West and the other being against Donovan West. So we'll see if there will be any three-set matches for them. As for Lynn, they have played Onega. They have not played Frankfort. They played Onega back in early September, September the 5th to be precise, where Lynn was able to defeat Onega in a quad, 25-23, 25-22. And they have played quite a bit of an interesting schedule. They played teams outside our area, such as Thunder Ridge and St. John's Tipton, in a tournament from a couple of Saturdays ago. And as for Onega, they're trying to get back on the right path. The last time they won was not too long ago, just a week ago. They won a match against St. Xavier 2-0. But before that, they got to a really slow start. They lost their first 9 matches. They didn't win until they beat Burlingame in a tournament on the 11th. That was a try on the 11th. That was last week. They beat Burlingame in 2 sets. And then, as mentioned, they won their last match against St. Xavier, so that is where their 2 wins come from. Other matches in the TVL going on tonight in a doubleheader. Centralia is at Troy, and a couple of other trianglers, Clifton Clyde hosting one with Axtell and Blue Valley Randolph. In Washington County, they're hosting a quad with the likes of Valley Heights and Donovan West, as well as Hanover. So a full slate of volleyball for you here in the TVL tonight. About to get this one underway. Should be a lot of fun. Frankfort and Lynn, as mentioned, is up first of 2 teams that are towards the middle top of the pack of the league. Frankfort technically is third in the league despite being 3-0. That's because Hanover is in first at 6-0. Valley Heights is in second at 5-1. Frankfort will be there at 1.5 games back at 3-0. And just ahead of Clifton Clyde, who is 4-3. Donovan West is 3-1, Centralia 3-2, so a lot of teams with a lot of different records, not a whole lot of like records, and actually there are no like records in the entire TVL with Lynn at 3-3, Axtell's 2-3, Washington County is 1-3, Troy is 1-5, Onega, as mentioned, is 0-4, and Blue Valley Randolph is 0-6. Everybody in the TVL has a win so far in the regular season. It'll be Frankfort in the red uniforms and the gray shorts. And Lynn goes black on black with kind of a fade, kind of a white on the bottom portion of the jersey with some yellow stripage on the side. And as for Frankfort, some of the details of their jerseys, there'll be white letters and numbers with the black outlines, also some black and white stripage on the bicep area on each of their arms, as well as some scripts. Looks like Wildcats on the forearms for both teams. Get this thing underway. Frankfort will serve, and it will be Lexi Dollinghouse, the senior, doing the favor. Serving to the far side, also in for the Wildcats, Emma Hardwick up front. In the back, Hattie Gross. Also up front is Ellie Studer. There's the service to the far side. It's Morgan Wirtz setting this one up for Cameron Beichmann, and Frankfort having a tough time getting to it in the back line from beyond the back line. Can't get it back over the net. And that will be 1-0 in favor of the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs are head coached by Amy Botts, and Frankfort is head coached by Vicki Adams. So this will be Gretchen Bott, the freshman serving things for the Bulldogs, and that goes into the net a little bit too low, just catching the white part of the top of the net. And now it will be Emma Harbrick doing the service. Same number in volleyball as in basketball. Fantastic basketball player a year ago, first senior year this year. And that was into the nets on the set. Carissa Colley could not get it over on the far side. Number 24, the senior for the Bulldogs. So two straight points for the Wildcats. So the service from Hardwick. And a tough return from Wirtz. And this one hit over cleanly by Kirta of Lynn. And the kill is down for Ashlyn Dollinghouse, the sophomore, the two sisters. A fantastic year on the hardwood, both volleyball and basketball athletes. Another service for Hardwick. And a tough dig on the return, well done by Wirtz. It's hit over cleanly by Hirta. And Frankfurt miscommunication from beyond the attack line, sent it over, and that's going to be out of bounds on the mistake. And it'll be Lynn with the points, breaking a three-point streak from Frankfurt. It's 3-2. Substitution, and in the game for the first time is Kelsey Mueller. Number 11, the senior. She'll serve from the far side as they go left to right. Frankfurt hits it across from right to left. Goes to the middle. Return is clean from Gross. Setting this one up for the far side for the Wildcats. It's hit over. Dunked down by Hirta. Can't get it down, so he'll set it up to the near side. This one hit over and long and out of bounds by Ashlyn Dollinghouse. And a couple of points in a row now for Lynn to even it up 3-3 here in set number one. Another serve coming from Mueller. Middle of the court return, and this one over by Dollinghouse, and again, it's long. Ashlyn Dollinghouse having a tough time getting that wrist over, snapping it, and trying to get that topspin to get it to drop along the back line. And a few errors from her. It's now 4-3. Landry takes the lead. It's not a great serve, but it ends up being in a good spot. Frankfurt scrambling. They do get it over. Partially deflected on the hit over. From Hirta, she'll tip it over. It's up against the net, and that's going to be four hits against the Bulldogs and a point for Frankfurt. We are tied 4-4, set number one. Started a little bit late. And service on the way from Tessa Parthamer, and that's into the net for a fault. And the point will go to the Bulldogs. Tessa's sister graduated last year. Tessa, just a freshman. This will be Bailey Peters, another freshman, this time for the Bulldogs, and that one into the net. Didn't quite get a good hit on that one. A little bit low on her wrist. Unable to get that loft to get it over the net. And now the libero for the Wildcats is in the ball game, and it's Hannah Stoll. Here's the hit over for the Bulldogs from Wirtz. Return along the back line. Tipped over on the second hit for Lexi Dollinghouse, unable to catch him off guard. Here's Dollinghouse yet again to her sister and Ashlyn to the back line. That one's down for the kill. Trying to find her rhythm after a few mistakes, but Ashlyn Dollinghouse able to convert on this one. Makes it 6-5 in favor of the home team, Frankfurt. Bobcats trying to stay perfect in TVL play. On a great return, kind of off the side of her hand, so it's a free ball set over. Here's the set from Alexa Dollinghouse, and the smash is to the back line, and unable to return it. And it's a kill for Hattie Gross, the junior. And Frankfurt adds another point. They're now up by two. Stoll wearing number 28 with the gray libero jersey. It's returned on the short far side for the Bulldogs, and hit over by Hope Beichmann, and a violation will go against the Wildcats. And a point for the Bulldogs is now 7-6. Been pretty tight back and forth here to start. Had a three-point streak. That's the longest streak from either team. And Lynn was able to pull back and retake the lead, and we've been back and forth since then. 7-6 in favor of Frankfurt. Here is a set from Lexa Dollinghouse, and Gross has a kill, unable to return it along the back side for the Bulldogs, and it's 8-6, tied for their largest lead of the match so far. Service coming for Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Return is good by Bott. Tipped over on the second hit, and it's going to be a lifting call. That's against Colley. And it'll be 9-6 in favor of the Wildcats. A whole lot of long rallies, pretty short rallies so far from those two teams, trying to get warmed up here. Serve is over. Return back line Bott. Set to the far side. Bott's going to get their favor. Down for the kill in front of a couple of Wildcats. Back to within 2-point deficit for Lynn. That was in front of Ashlyn Dollinghouse and Tessa Parthamer. Substitution for Lynn and in for the first time today is Cameron Beichman, the junior. Service coming from Morgan Wirtz, the junior. Return is good from Frankfurt. Backward set and not a great hit off her hand, but it's down for the kill for Shake Rose along the far side, to the far side. She wanted to get more oomph on it, but kind of spinned awkwardly off the side of her fingers, but lands down, and it's 10-7, back to a 3-point lead for Frankfurt. Service from Gross, and miscommunication between a couple Bulldogs. They get it up in the air, but not in a good spot for Cameron Beichman. She can't hit it over. It's now a 4-point lead, largest lead now of the match so far from either team. Frankfurt trying to pull away. Bulldogs trying not let the set get away from them. Good service. Not a great return for the Bulldogs on the back line by Colley, but they do get it over. Here is the set from Lexi Dollinghouse, and an attempt is returned by the Bulldogs from Hardwick. And the kill from beyond the attack line by Gretchen Bott, the freshman, is trying to get it over, but puts it in a good spot. Is back to a 3-point deficit for Lynn, and look at the service. Geerta back in the game, and so is Jenny Turk, the freshman. Turk will be in the game for the first time today. And the referee wants her to stand in a certain spot to substitute. Apparently she was one step too far to the left to be substituted into the game. I don't understand that at all, but we play on. Here's a set by Dollinghouse, just punched over. Not great timing there on the attack by Tessa Parthamer. Geerta partially had it blocked, but it's over to the Frankfurt side. Winding up and hitting it over is Hardwick. Bulldogs just set it over. Catch Frankfurt off guard. Well done by Carissa Colley. And it's down for back-to-back points for Lynn. It's 11-9. First set here in our Frankfurt triangular. Twin Valley League volleyball. Frankfurt is 3-0, 9-3 overall. Lynn is 3-3 league play, 7-5 overall. Return cleanly by Hardwick. Four back, two up to get the return. Hardwick is unable to get it down. It's been punched over and up against the pole on just an attempt to try to keep it alive by Ashlyn Dollinghouse. And off the pole, it's out of bounds. Now 3 straight points for the Bulldogs. And we're back to a 1-point game. Turk, return by Hardwick. Set by Dollinghouse, back to Hardwick. She just tips it over. Nice punch to keep it alive by the Bulldogs briefly, but they can't get it over, and it'll be a point for Frankfurt. It was Colley who made the nice effort on the dig, but couldn't keep it alive on the second try. And Frankfurt gets the serve. Lexi Dollinghouse does the honors. Return too far in a bad spot, so they just have to send a free ball over. Here's a set by Dollinghouse to Hardwick, and she'll hit it over, and that is out of bounds. A little bit wide, tried to sneak it in down the line. Too far to the left. It's back to a 1-point set here, 12-11. Lynn with the service. Bought the freshman to the back line, returned cleanly by Frankfurt. Dollinghouse sets one up to the far side for Hardwick, and nice dig by Turk. Set to the far side, Colley with the hit over, good dig by Hattie Gross, tipped over by Hardwick, and they're ready for it. Here's Geerta, she just sets it over, turn to the back line, scrambling Frankfurt, three ball over. Turk with the first, the second, backward set by Bott, and hit, oh, nice dig on the back line by Ashlyn Dollinghouse, and they keep it alive with a hit over from the Wildcats. Bulldogs have to scramble to get it over, it's a free ball. And Frankfurt does a good job to get Hardwick one opportunity, but she sends it wide and long. And we are tied. Fun one so far. Knotted up 12-12. Bulldogs have scored 5 of the last 6 points. That is going to be out of bounds. On the serve, it goes wide, just barely missing, trying to go from the near side to the far side and sneak it down that line and couldn't quite get it in a good spot. So Frankfurt back up by one after digging out of the hole. Speaking of digging out of the hole, had to go down those stairs to go get the ball. And we're ready to play once again with Hardwick serving from the near side. Return is clean by Morgan Wirtz. And this one's hit over by Cameron Beichmann. Hit up in the air by Lexi Dollinghouse. And that one's around the wrong side of the pole and out of bounds. It'll go to the Bulldogs for the points. And we are tied once again, 13-13. Kelsey Mueller back in the game, the senior for the Bulldogs. She comes in for Cameron Beichmann, the junior. And serving will be Mueller. The far side return by Hardwick, the senior. Hit up in the air and sent over by Studer and down for the kill. Partially deflected. And the Bulldogs can keep it alive. Frankfurt has had the lead for most of the set, but haven't really been able to pull away yet. It's 14-13. Hit over to the middle on the back line. Turk with the return set up by Bott and dug out on the hit by Hardwick of Frankfurt. Then over, and that is out of bounds. Too long, but a violation against Lynn. And the Wildcats will get the point to tie it up 14-14. As we await the service from Gross. And this one is down for an ace on the back line. A couple of Bulldogs could have gotten it, but they decide to part. They thought that it was going out, so an ace makes it 16-13. Grace was waiting for the thumbs up from the official. Now we're back underway, and Hirta tips it over, but Frankfurt was ready for it. Parthamer on the return, set up and into the net on the kill attempt for Ashlyn Dollinghouse. And that's a point for the Bulldogs. Bailey Peters, the freshman, into the game for Lynn. And they also substitute Hope Beichmann into the game. Only a pair of Wildcats can substitute, and one will now with, as there was a service into the net. And it will be Hannah Stoll checking back in. The libero, as the return, goes onto the Frankfurt side on the service. Tipped over and down for the kill. Not exactly an attempt to get a kill, but Hattie Gross puts it in the middle of the court. Nobody was there for Lynn. And it's back to a 4-point lead, tied for their largest of the set so far. Stoll with a serve. Setting this one up for Wirtz. And ready for it on the return was Tessa Parthamer. Bulldogs have another opportunity. Set to the far side. This one to the back line. It's out of bounds. Was it tipped? No, it was not. Wirtz tried to get along the back line. Wildcats let it go, and now their largest lead of the set is now 19-14. Timeout is called. We'll take a 30-second break. You are listening to Twin Valley League Volleyball here on 103.9 FM KNZA on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed. And get this, my actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this, they actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KNZA.
Frankfurt now has our largest lead of the set. It's now 19-14. In favor of the Wildcats here in Frankfurt. Frankfurt triangular. Onega awaits for their first match. They'll take on Lynn in the second match of the day, followed by Frankfurt versus Onega as the set out of the break is down for an ace. Stuck it down the line for the libero. Once again, Tana Stoll, the senior. And it's now 20-14 is their largest lead. Grows even larger. Service, back line, return is clean. Not great, though. It's barely popping up in the air for Peters to get it over. It's a free ball. wrapping this up is Lexi Dollinghouse, and Rose takes a big swipe at it. Nice dig along the back line for the Bulldogs from Botch. Tip over a fight at the net, and a lifting call against the Bulldogs. It's now a 7-point lead for Frankfurt. 7 straight points. It was 14-14. Before that, it was back and forth. And there's another ace. Hannah Stoll right in the middle of the court this time. A couple of Bulldogs converged on it, but couldn't get it up in the air to keep it alive. Ella Emke, the sophomore, checks into the game for the first time this evening. And Springford's starting to run away with it here in this first set. Turn is clean from Lynn. Set is up from Colley. A nice dig back line by Tana Stoll. Dollinghouse puts one into the net, trying to get one for the Bulldogs, or excuse me, for the Wildcats, and the Bulldogs get the points. As that one was a little bit too out in front of her. Patty Gross. Now 22-15. That snaps a 7-point streak on the wrong side of the scoreboard for Lynn. Here's the service for Calista Colley. Nice dig on the return. Frankfurt stays alive. Gross from right at the attack line, able to get it over. Chance now for Colley, and return by Hardwick for Frankfurt. Setting this up is Dollinghouse for Gross, and that one's too long on the try. Point for Lynn, 22-16. Now a couple straight points for the Bulldogs, trying to claw their way back into it. Colley with another service. Back line, and that one goes out of bounds. Good decision by Emma Hardwick along the back line. Backing away from it at the last second. The senior, one of those yes, 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 no sort of deals. Brilliant judgment. Been here before many a times. 23-16. Slide gets a kill from beyond the attack line for the Bulldogs on the return. And Gretchen Vaught, the freshman, takes it 24-17. Beg your pardon, 23-17. They had the score wrong there on the scoreboard. Serve to the middle of the court. Not a great return. Kind of off the side of the hand of Tessa Parthamer, but they just do get it over. Bought with the return. Setting one up for Hope Beichmann, and she puts it into the net. And it's set point number one for the Wildcats. Patty Gross will do the honors. Go to the middle with it, and way too long. Missed that one by about 5 feet. And on the service error, makes it 24-18. A pair of substitutions, Jenny Turk and Marcella Kierta back in the game for the Bulldogs. Turk with the serve to the near side, returned by Hardwick. Going out, sets one up for Hardwick, rises up and sends one long. It's now a 5-point set. Set point number 3 for Frankfurt. Lynn trying to keep things interesting. Return good from the Wildcats, set by Dollinghouse, and now one into the net. Another mistake for the Wildcats. Now a 4-point deficit for Lynn. That was Tessa Parthamer that time. Couldn't quite get that one over the net. Set up for Dollinghouse, for Hardwick. That one is long, and is a 3-point deficit for Lynn. And timeout is going to be called. 4 straight points for Lynn, trying to make it interesting. And we'll go ahead and step aside for another 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank. Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel
...103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here in the first set, Frankfurt leads Lynn 24-21, set point number 5. Here's a set over on the second try for Frankfurt. Chance for Lynn. Bot comes to the near side. Dig from Gross. Set for Dollinghouse to the near side for Hardwick. Partially deflected, and Hirsa just sets it over, not giving Lynn a chance. Partially deflected. Good dig. Keeping it alive. Hirsa, as they get it over, they do. Lynn stays alive. Chance for the Bulldogs. It's too long from Parsimer, and it is a 2-point set. It was 24-17. Now it's 24-22. Service from Jenny Turk as things get interesting. Set point number 6 to the near side, and that's too long by Hardwick. 6 straight points, and it's 24-23. One more point for Lynn, and we'll go into extras. Another timeout call from Lynn. And we'll take another one. Things getting interesting. Another 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
6 straight points for the Bulldogs. They trail 24-23. They have service. Here we go as they go left to right. Here's Turk. To the middle, returned by Hardwick. Here's set by Dollinghouse to Hardwick. We go with it. It's blocked, and it is down, and we are tied as he will go to extra. Unbelievable. 7 straight points for the Bulldogs. Here we go with the serve to the middle. Here's a set for Dollinghouse to the far side. Not a good one. Gross just puts it over. For about 6 feet on the attack line. Set over and out of bounds. Another chance for Frankfurt now. Set point. And it's 25-24. It was a good idea from Hirta, but she just sent it a little bit wide on the far side. And now timeout's going to be called for Lynn. So we'll step aside once again. It's 25-24 Frankfurt. Set number 1 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
We're in extra points here in this first set, 25-24. Frankfurt trying to put it away right here with the serve. Service coming from Lexi Dollinghouse. And she'll go to the far side. Return from Colley. It's a little bit too long. Goes to Frankfurt's side. Chance for the Bulldogs now. Miscommunication. They'll just send it over. Bulldogs with a chance. Here's Bond with a big wind, and that is going to be out on the return, and we are tied back up 25-25. Those just joining us, we were tied 14-14. Frankfurt got 7 straight to make it 21-14. They eventually were up 24-17, 7 straight points. That's how we got into extras. We were 25-25 with Bott with the serve for Lynn. Good serve, but returned cleanly by Hardwick along the far side. This is hit over, and that's going to be down for Frankfurt. Jenny Turk couldn't get to it. And once again, Frankfurt was an opportunity to put this set away as it's 26-25. Hardwick with the service from the near side. Gets it to the middle. Works. Not a great return. And Hirta, beautiful dig on the back side from Hardwick, keeping it alive for Frankfurt as it's just set over. Bulldogs are ready for it. Not too ready, though, because they're just going to have to send it over. It popped up in the air for the Wildcats to the near side and just set over. What a sloppy play here from both teams on this point. Hirta just tips it over. It's blocked, but over to the Frankfurt side, and they can't get it. We are tied once again, 26-26. What a fun first set this has been. It was back and forth all the way up to 14-14. A big run from Frankfurt. And just as seeing that Lynn was out of it, the Bulldogs rattled off 7 straight, and we are in extras. It's 26-26 here in set number 1. Service from Kelsey Mueller. to the back line. Harvick with the return. Up in the air by Dollinghouse. Not a great return, or rather hit over, beg your pardon. It's here to easily be able to get to it. Colley hits it over for the Bulldogs. Ready for it was Gross. From beyond the attack line, Hardwick hits it over, and that one's returned cleanly by Mueller on the far side. Tipped over by Wirtz. Battle to net, and they get over to the Bulldogs' side. Of a chance for Landis to set over on the second hit. Hit up in the air, beyond the attack line. Hit over to the Bulldogs' side. Huerta will get it back. Tips it up and down, and that is that a lift? No, it's not going to be a lift. Very close, and that's exactly what head coach Vicky Smith is wanting. It was very close what they're going to give the benefit of the doubt to the Bulldogs. So it's set point number one of this first set for Lynn, and they'll get the service. And what a comeback this would be. 27-26 Lynn. Here's a serve to the far side. Return good from Hardwick. Set from Dollinghouse to the near side, and it's set over by Ashton Dollinghouse. Sends one up for Huerta. That one is down for the kill, and Lynn wins the set. 28-26. What a way to set the pace for the rest of the evening as Lynn wins set number one, 28-26. Let's step aside for 2.5 minutes and come back with set number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers 3 storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KNZA.
Had a fantastic set number one as Lynn defeats Frankfurt 28-26. The Wildcats were up 24-17 at one point, where the Bulldogs rattled off 7 straight sent into extras. Frankfurt had multiple opportunities to put it away in the first set in extras, but it was Lynn with a couple of points with it tied 26-26 to win the set. So the Bulldogs will now go right to left, Frankfurt left to right, and the Bulldogs will have service here with Gretchen Vaught, the freshman, doing the honors. Waiting for the officials to give us the go-ahead, and there's whistle. And here we go, set number two. Goes to the middle, not a great return, right at the net. It's tipped over by Huerta. Frankfurt side is kept alive. Set over by Colley. Wildcats have an opportunity. Dollinghouse sets one up to Hardwick. She just tips it over and catches Lynn off guard as it's down. 4 point for Frankfurt. Converging was Colley and Bott. Couldn't get to it. Frankfurt gets the first point of the set. Lexi Dollinghouse with the serve. Set by Bott. Backwards for Huerta. And dug cleanly by Lexi Dollinghouse. Hit over and down for the kill for Emma Hardwick. Beg your pardon, that was Ellie Studer with that set. This is Lexi Dollinghouse doing another serve. 2-0 lead for the Wildcats. Here's the backward set to the far side, and Colley hits it down for a kill in front of the diving Studer, the junior for the Wildcats, and it is 2-1. In for the Bulldogs is Kelsey Mueller, and exiting is going to be Cameron Beichman, the junior. Serve for the southpaw, barely over the net. Frankfurt is up time getting to it. They're going to have to send a free ball over. If it is in, wow, along the back line, stays in. They're going to have to scramble for it. They're going to send a free ball over. Fantastically done along the back line for Frankfurt. This one's up for Perthimer. She gets a kill, partially deflected, but out of bounds. And it'll be a point for the Wildcats on the kill from Tessa Perthimer, the freshman. She really has hops. Gets some of the same genetics that her sister had. Fantastic athlete throughout her career at Frankfurt, and this is a beautiful job on the dig on the back line from Hardwick as it hits the cords from the speakers, but that is in play. And Huerta gets a kill back far side in front of Emma Hardwick. 3-2 now our score. Pretty similar start to what we had in the first set, very back and forth at the beginning. See if that persists. Ellie Peters, the freshman, checking in for Lynn, and she'll do the honors of serving here right to left. Serve to the back line, returned by Hardwick, hit up in the air by Dollinghouse to the back line, and it's out of bounds. Miscue for Frankfurt, we're tied 3-3. Lynn winning set number one, 28-26, in comeback fashion. Peters, another southpaw, is that one into the net. Excuse me, Peters puts that one into the net. And on the service error, Frankfurt retakes the lead 4-3. This will be Perthimer with the serve. Near your side, going to the far side, and that's going to be an ace. Bailey Peters couldn't get to it, diving to her right. And it's 5-3 Frankfurt. The Wildcats undefeated in TVL play, trying to extend this to a third set. Onega awaiting for this one to end. It'll take on Lynn. As on the return, it is into the net. And Lynn can't keep it in play. It's 3 straight points for the Wildcats. Perthimer sends that one long on the serve. It's an error. And a point right back for Lynn. 6-4 Wildcats. Here in Frankfurt. First match of the evening, set number two. Serve coming from Colley. That's the far side for Gross. Now one down for the kill. Back middle is where that ball was placed. Well done. In between a couple of Bulldogs, they had 4-2 back, and they're both kind of hugging the corners, not really protecting the middle of the court, and Gross took advantage. The turn is good up front for Hope Eichmann. Sticks it up for Bott and can't return it on the back far side was Perthimer and the kill for the Bulldogs. Nice response for Lynn. Staying that one down with the authority. How about Gretchen Bott? She has got a lot of NPHs on her kills for being just a freshman. She's going to be good in this league for a long time. Return from Perthimer on the service from Lynn. Hit over by Gross down the line, and that one is in. Just barely sneaking that one in is the senior. Beg your pardon, junior. Apologies, Hattie Gross. Makes it 8-5. Serve from Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Here's a set backwards, and that one is stuffed into the net. Not a great attempt there by Hope Beichmann, trying to put more oomph on that one. That kind of came off her fingertips and kind of just trickled into the net. Serve is good from Ashton Dollinghouse. They hit it over with Cameron Beichmann. Step from Dollinghouse just to nobody, but it is punched over. Gross rotates for the Wildcats. Not a good return for Stoll, and Lynn is able to wind up with the points. Stoll trying to dig that one, and it kind of went all the way back towards the out-of-bounds line for the basketball court. So a three-point lead for Frankfurt. It's 9-6. Here's a service for Jenny Turk, the freshman. Very young Lynn team. Set by Dollinghouse up for Gross, and she puts that into the net. Kind of rode down the on her forearm. Didn't quite get a good hand on that one as it makes it 9-7. Serve on the far side, returned by Hardwick. Hit over by Gross. Here's the set from Collie. Bang it up to herself as she could get out of her own way. And Huerta can't quite get to it. She didn't want to run over her teammate. And Frankfurt capitalizes on the air. It's a 10-7 lead for the Wildcats. 28-26. Lynn won the first set. But the Wildcats control set number two so far. Set it up for Beichmann. She gets it over to the Wildcats side. Hit over for Hardwick for Frankfurt. Deflected, but down for the kill for Gretchen Bott in between a couple of Wildcats in the middle of the court, and it's 10-8. There's Gretchen Bott for Lynn with the serve, and that one barely gets over the net. Well done on the serve. It's over the net, just barely grazing over. Tessa Parsimer gets the kill. And back to a three-point lead, and kind of a 2-3 point lead for a little while now. So we approach the middle portion of set number two. Serve to the back far side, returned by Jenny Turk, set by Bott for Huerta, and now in return by Hardwick. Here's one set up for Ellie Studer for Frankfurt. Set to the near side from the far side, and just trying to punch it over was Carissa Cully, but she sends it wide and out of bounds, trying to just go from the near left side to the far left side. That makes it 12-8. Set by Bott. And Collie puts it to the back line. Returned by Ashton Dollinghouse. Hardwick has it partially deflected, but it's down for the kill. Emma Hardwick, another kill for the Frankfurt senior. Now they have their largest lead here in set number two. It's 13-8. Served by Lexi Dollinghouse, and the return is hit over to Frankfurt's side. Backward set by Lexi Dollinghouse, and that's a kill from Ellie Studer. Jenny Turk couldn't return it cleanly. Now a six-point lead. Frankfurt trying to do what they couldn't in the first set, and that's put away Lynn. Service to the near side, return by Collie, and nobody was really there. Hustling over to just keep it alive for Lynn was Bott, and now Frankfurt can't respond as Studer has to dive and try to keep it alive and could not. It snaps the losing streak. It's now 14-9 in favor of Frankfurt. Lynn will get the serve. Served by Mueller. Middle back return for Gross. And on the deflection was Huerta, but it's going to be another kill for Ellie Studer, the junior. Back to a six-point lead for Frankfurt. Hardwick with the serve. Return by Turk. Set by Bott for Huerta. Deflected, but down this time. And Marcella Huerta, the junior, makes it a five-point deficit for the Bulldogs. A couple substitutions. Hope Beichmann. Bailey Peters back in. Exiting is Jenny Turk and Marcella Huerta. Amy Bott, the head coach for Lynn, giving Huerta some words of encouragement and some instruction as well. Return for Hattie Gross, the junior, is setting this one up. The far side, and that is down. No! Is it It is wide, just barely wide. It was a good attempt from Ashton Dollinghouse from the far front side to the back near side for Dollinghouse. Just couldn't quite get it down. It's 15-11. Return good from Gross. Set up by Alexi Dollinghouse. And that one is long this time from Ellie Scooter. So Frankfurt, they had an issue where they were just blasting their kill attempts too far. Had about four of them in a row in that little stretch towards the end of the first set where Lynn rattled off seven to send it to extras. They were sending a lot of their attempts long. And this one goes into the net on the service for the Bulldogs by Gretchen Bott. And it's a freebie for the Wildcats. Just what they needed as Lynn trying to get back into this one. A trail, 16-12 here in set number two. And that one is long on the service. Back-to-back service errors from both teams. This one from Tessa Partham, or the freshman. 16-13 is our score. Words of instruction from head coach Vicki Adams. Back underway on the service from Lynn. Return from Gross. We'll get it right back. And that one into the net. On the try from Frankfurt, it's down 16-14. Now with a two-point deficit for the Bulldogs, once again, masters of the comeback. Down by as much as six, now it's down to two. We're still a little over halfway through the second set, though. A lot of volleyball left to be played. Lynn trying to put away the Wildcats in two straight sets and hand them their first league loss of the very young volleyball season. Gross is blocked at the net on the far side by Beichmann, and Wirtz take another chance, and they get it over. This time for the Bulldogs, it's set over by Hope Beichmann. A scramble to keep it alive, good dig by Suter. The turn to the back line, this time from Peters. Setting this up for Bodgett, had to slap it over, up against the net. Here we go for Frankfurt, as it's Hardwick, just has to get it over from beyond the attack line. Long rally here, and miscommunication on the third hit, on the setup from Colley. Pair of Bulldogs had try to get that one over. They could not. It goes out of bounds, and it's 17-14, Frankfurt. Dennis Stoll with the service. Return is clean from Lynn. Partially deflected up at the net for Frankfurt, but over to their side. And the set by Gross. She had a windup, but a good return by Lynn, and they're able to just tip it over. It was Hope Beichmann just grazing the net. It trickles over. And a huge break for the Bulldogs. Deficit back to two. That was a great idea for Lynn, because Frankfurt was really emotionally invested in getting that last hit over. They had to do a lot. They had to expend a lot of physical energy to get it over, and they just tip it over. And this one in right back. It's another mistake from Lynn. It's a service error, and it's 18-15. So they give that point that they worked hard for. They give it right back to Frankfurt. 18-15, Wildcat lead here in set number two. Return good from the Bulldogs, setting this up for Beichmann, Claire Beichmann, Cameron Beichmann. They get it over to Frankfurt's side, though. Gross from the middle of the court to the far side. Return good from Chris Acali. Hit up in the air by Morgan Wirtz and hit over. Free ball from Hope Beichmann. And Lexi Dollinghouse gets to Hardwick and return. Good job on the dig by Morgan Wirtz, but it's too far underneath the net. And Hope Beichmann could dig it out. And it's a four-point lead, so a couple of big points for Wildcats, and we're approaching the final stretch of the second set. Frankfurt trying to, again, do what they could in the first set to pull away from Lynn. Here's the backward set from Bott. Up for Beichmann, and too long for Hope Beichmann. And now three straight points for the Wildcats. Makes it 20-15. Now timeout's going to be called by Coach Bott. Down by five in set number two. They're trying to put away Frankfurt in two straight sets, but they're having some issues. We'll set it aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
KNZA.
20-15, Frankfurt leads Lynn here in set number two. Lynn winning first set 28-26 for those just joining us. It was 14-14 in the first set when Frankfurt rattled off 7 points in a row to make it 21-14. They eventually had set point at 24-17, but then Lynn got 7 straight points, sent it to extras, and Lynn getting 3 straight points in extras to win set number one. Lynn scrambling just to return the serve, and they sent a free ball over. There's a set by Lexi Donghouse for Hattie Gross. She has kind of weight on it. She gets it over. Tipped over to the back line, returned by Stoll of Frankfurt. Wind up from Hardwick. That's blocked and down as both Cameron Weichman and Hope Weichman with the rejection. That makes it 20-16. Jenny Turk, the freshman, will serve it for Lynn. Here it comes, the far side return from Hardwick. Set up for Lexi Dollinghouse and smashed by Gross, but too strong. Back to a 3-point set, 20-17. Lynn trying to recapture some of that first set glory. Good serve, back line return is clean from Tessa Parsimer. Wind up by Hardwick, big wind up, nice dig from Jenny Turk. Keeps it alive, and they'll send a free ball over. Here's a set from Lexi Dollinghouse to the far side for Hardwick with a big windup, and that one dug out. It's over the net on the dig. Another chance for Frankfurt. Hit over by Gross, and that one might have been out if she would have let it go in the back line for Turk, but she tries to dig it out. It's off the back wall on her try, and it's 4 straight, or beg your pardon, it's a 4-point lead now for Frankfurt. It's 21-17. Wasn't close, but trying to keep it alive. Just set from Bott. And trying to dump that one down and execute it perfectly on the little tip over the net right into the corner for Cameron Weichman and Jr. Executes that to perfection, right back to 3-point deficit for the Bulldogs. This is Hope Weichman with the serve, puts the net, and down for an ace. Emma Hardwick had to regroup after it clipped the net, and she could not. It's back to a 2-point deficit, 21-19. And timeout's going to be called by Coach Adams of Frankfurt. Another 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now is the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-thru flu clinic Wednesday, September 22nd and Wednesday, October 4th and October 11th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. Flu consents available the day of or visit www.nembch.com to fill out yours ahead of time. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, where people you know and care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Here in set number two, 21-19, Frankfurt with the lead, but Lynn with a pair of points in a row, forcing the Frankfurt timeout from head coach Vicki Adams. Jared Sluffy with you here in Frankfurt. Lynn with the service back underway. Far side return by Hardwick, not a good one. I see Dollinghouse having to go beyond the attack line. It's sent over, free ball, chance for Lynn. Setting up for Huerta, big windup deflected, and it is down for the kill. Is a 1-point set, 21-20. Frankfurt had a 6-point lead. At one point it was 13-7, so not quite as late of a comeback, but a comeback nonetheless. Trying to complete it and tie this thing up here if they win this point. In the air for Dollinghouse. Hardwick gets it over. Return from Colley. Hit over. Far side and a bad return by Stola, and we are tied. What a set of events here in this match. In the first set, now another fantastic comeback here in set number two. It's 21-21. Here's a serve from Bott to the back line. Return cleanly, but forced to kind of scramble awkwardly. They get it over, though. Set up in the air from Cameron Weichman. Hit over in the second try for the Bulldogs. Lexi Dollinghouse sets it up for Hardwick. A big swipe, and that's down for the kill. Morgan Wirtz tried to dig it out, but it was a difficult task as Hardwick really had her best effort on that one as Frankfurt retakes the lead at 22-21. Frankfurt trying to force a third set. Lynn trying to put him away in two. And return clean from Lynn. Huerta partially deflected, but down for the kill, and we're tied once again. Marcella Huerta, the junior, from that front line, has did a fantastic job on defense with some blocks and has been fantastic on the attack as well. 22-22, and Kelsey Mueller, the senior, is in to serve. Here comes for the lefty, the back line, returned by Hardwick. Set by Dollinghouse for the middle of the floor for Studer, and that one is out of bounds, and Lynn with their first lead of set number two. 2 points away from winning this match. Another timeout is called by Coach Adams of Frankfort. And they have two timeouts left, I believe, according to the official. So let's step aside for 30 seconds. It's 23-22. Lynn with the lead here in set number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KNZA.
Lynn to serve it up 23-22 in set number two, trying to run away with this match. And a bad return on the back of the line from Hattie Gross. It's going to be a kill. Reagan Park, it's going to be an ace. And it's going to be match point for the Bulldogs. Frankfort has not lost in league play yet. They're 3-0. Lynn trying to do it to them right now. Here we go. Match point number one for Lynn. Can Frankfort muster up a comeback of their own? Return, not great, but kept alive. Going out, backwards set for Hardwick. Hit over. Return is good for Mueller. Backwards set and not a great position, but hit over for the Bulldogs. Chance for Hardwick. Good setup for her, but it's going to be a violation against Lynn. And that will be a point for the Wildcats. A much-needed point. And a point right here for Frankfort could send set number two to extras. 24-23, Lynn. Another timeout is going to be called, I think. Yep, and a timeout's going to be called by Coach Bott. Another match play coming, or excuse me, another match point, excuse me, coming up here for the Bulldogs, coming up after this 30-second break on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Here we go. Match point number two for Lynn, but Frankfort with the serve. They trail 24-23. Here's a return. Tipped up and hit over for the Bulldogs. Dollinghouse, miscommunication, and Frankfort is able to get it over, though. Turn by Turk, set up by Bott to the far side for Colley, and it's down for the kill, and that is it. Lynn hands Frankfort their first loss in league play. Final score, 28-26, 23-25. As they come back, they were down 6 points in this set as well. We'll send it to a break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes to recap this one, and then we'll have Onega versus Lynn coming up after that here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, DynaGrow delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
What a fun way to open up the evening as Lynn defeats Frankfurt 28-26 and then 25-23. Kind of recapping how this one unfolded. In the first set, it was back and forth until it was tied 14-14. That was when Frankfurt rattled off 7 straight points. That seemed to pretty much be over, but the Bulldogs came back from being down 24-17 to get 7 straight points of their own to send it into extras. And from there, they trailed 26-25, got 3 straight points to win it 28-26. And as for the second set, Frankfurt led for most of the way in that one as well. In fact, while the Wildcats had a 6-point lead of their own in set number 2 as well, Lynn didn't have their first lead until they were up 23-22. In Frankfurt, they tried to force it into extras, getting it 24-23, but they were unable to, and Lynn was able to pull out with a 25-23 victory in set number 2. So once again, Lynn defeats Frankfurt 28-26, 25-23. So now looking at the standings, Frankfurt is now 3-1, tied for Donovan West in fourth in the league, and they fall to 9-4. And as for Lynn, they improved to 4-3 in league play, and they improved to 8-5 overall. Let's go ahead and step aside for about 17 minutes or so, and we'll have match number 2 underway between Omega and Lynn here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.